Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up, everyone? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you for being here once again with
us.
Yes. Woo, woo, woo,
woo. Episode 582. What episode is this? Who knows, right?
I know.
So, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
You are?
I am.
Okay, actually. I like that.
So, you know, as you all know, last week was a big week. Last episode, I dropped a big bomb.
It was like boosh.
Yeah. Well, it was a little bit like boosh because the information was already leaked. So I think for a lot of people, it was.
No, I'm telling you, it was boosh because, like, you have no idea. It's still happening to this day. Yeah. The number of people that are like, I'm crying because Robin's leaving. Yes. Oh my God, I'm so sad. I cried all night long. The Robins need a mental health day. Like, it's been a lot, Robin.
I know. It has. But it's been beautiful, to be honest, you know, because I've received so much love and support and, you know, people wishing me well. Of course, people who are disappointed. Of course, people who are like, bye, bitch, you know.
What is wrong with the haters?
Oh my gosh, it's that shit is funny.
Yeah.
But it's been I'm just really like overwhelmed by the amount of love and support.
Yeah.
And you know, I apologize to anyone that I haven't responded to. I'm going to try to start responding to people, but it was just like so much. And even people who like, you know, it's funny, like we receive so much
hate.
Well, we receive so much hate, but then we also have people who consistently show support, right, online.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
But when this was announced, there were like so many more people that I had never heard from.
Right.
That you know, sent me a message on like through DM. So, you know, and you know, you can tell because like you see the DM and it's like, this is the first time they've ever messaged you.
Right.
And they're like, oh my gosh, I've loved you since season one. And I'm like, well, damn, this your first time saying hi. I mean, 8 years and now that I'm gone. I mean,
you know, people want to like reach out when they want to.
Yeah.
You know not a death. Is this
you
a death?
Well, okay. You know, when somebody dies and then all of a sudden on the news, it's like, when I'm talking about like a public figure, right? So when somebody dies and then on the news, all of a sudden, it's like they're playing tributes to that person all day long for the whole week. And it's like, wait a minute, where were these tributes while they were alive?
Right. Well, speaking of OJ, when OJ died, it was like we had to relive it all over again.
We did. And I was kind of upset about the fact that we were even discussing OJ for more than 20 seconds.
Right. 45. I give it 45 seconds.
45?
Yeah. Why did we give it a whole news segment?
Right. Like, no. Why did we have a breaking news? Like, you interrupted my daily Today show.
Yeah.
Or whatever I was watching to give me breaking news about OJ. I'm like, I'm expecting the breaking news to be like, you know, when they come in with the...
I know. I get nervous.
Right. Like, oh my God,
I'm like, what did they bomb?
What happened? Yeah. And it's like, OJ something. I'm like, get...
Not OJ.
What?
Yeah, we gave him enough time when we did give him time.
We did, right? Yeah. Exactly. And then, but you know, just back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
It was really cool to see, like, oh wow, so there are so many more people that have love and show support, but they're just not active on social media.
Yeah, that like watch that. The show, that love the show, that love you, but they don't have to be on social media fighting the trolls.
Right.
Yeah, they just love you in their confines of their own home.
Yeah, yeah.
And in their own bedroom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. They're enjoying the show for what it is, entertainment. And speaking of fighting the trolls, so like this morning I saw that someone started a page, a La Robbins page.
Uh-huh.
Like an Instagram page called La Robbins.
So people who hate you are supposed to go there?
No.
And then those people, and then the La Robbins will fight them.
Right. Well, the La Robbins can all go there and they can all just bond or whatever.
I love it.
And then I don't know, and take it from there. But I thought it was so cute. It was like,
I love it.
I like saw the story.
It's wild. I heard from Jamal Bryant.
Yeah.
We were talking about the kids. And then he was like, oh, wait a minute. I got something to say. I'm like, because we're going to get off the phone. I'm like, what? He's like, man, I'm sad about Robin. Now, mind you, I had told Jamal when a little after I found out, right? I said, Jamal, you knew this information.
Right.
And he said, I know, but she was crying. And it just made me sad. And I said, well, first of all, thank you for listening to the podcast.
Right.
Number one.
Yes.
Or maybe he just heard
Who
the clip.
Who knew? Speaking of podcasting, Jamal, he has one. But so let's talk about that next.
Yes. Yeah. And so he gives his condolences, if that's what it is.
I know.
His commentary.
Yes.
He's very upset.
Thank you, Jamal. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yes, Jamal Bryant does have a new podcast called Let's Be Clear. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
I don't know what it's called either. Anyway, if you go to JamalBryant.com, you'll know. Like, just go find it. And he jumped out there and started his in studio.
You're tuned into your new favorite podcast, Let's Be Clear, with me, Dr. Jamal Bryant, where we remove all of the blurred lines so there'll be no shades of gray and you'll be able to understand everything in black and white.
Like, he didn't do just audio. He started in studio, which is great.
Yeah.
And he's got, you know, the people and the technology for that.
Yeah.
But he's doing really, really well.
Oh, good.
He's
good.
Already had over 1 million downloads.
Damn.
He's doing phenomenally well.
What?
So I've tried to set him up with my people to get him some advertising. So hopefully that'll happen.
So they're producing it inside at the church?
At the church.
Probably?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he has great. He has all the production support.
And I've given him feedback. And he's like, I need more feedback. So, because like at first, when his little clips on Instagram, you would just see the guest.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't see him.
Right.
So you scroll on Instagram, you're like, what is this?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So he's fixed that.
Okay.
You see more of Jamal now.
So how many episodes has he put out?
I don't know, maybe like 5 or 6.
Wow.
Yeah, he's doing great.
That's awesome.
With that.
Okay.
So, you know, clearly the people want to hear what he has to say.
So is he putting them out weekly? Like, what's the plan?
I think he's putting them out weekly, but, you know, he has to have a guest.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it's probably hard to get a guest.
Okay.
That consistently. So I don't know.
And the guest has to be in studio.
Yes.
In person.
Yes.
Mm.
That's so, but it's Atlanta.
Yeah.
So he can, you know.
Will you go on it?
He asked me.
Yeah.
He was like, so when are you coming? And, you know, being on the podcast, I was like, Jamal, what are we talking about?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I will. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we just got to figure out what lane we're discussing, because there's so much that we could discuss.
Yeah.
So I just need the topic.
Well, you didn't give him an itinerary when he came on Reasonably Shady.
I did not.
I think it's only fair that you go sit with him and let him ask what he wants to ask.
Right. But I know him and he's going to get tricky with it. So, yes, at some point I will be on his podcast. Okay. But wait a minute. What's your Reasonably Shady moment?
Oh, I know. Dang.
I can give you mine while you're looking at yours.
All right, go for
it. Okay, so this is kind of like a follow-up to my other shady moments that I've had in the past.
Okay.
So for those of our listeners that have been listening, y'all know I hate the deer.
Yes.
Right? Can't stand them. And now that things are starting to bloom.
Yes.
Is when me and the deer get up close and personal and we have fights. Right. Right?
Yes.
So I was driving down the street the other day and one of my neighbors, the Greasers, shout out to the Greaser family.
Oh, that's their real name.
The last name is Greaser. Yeah.
I thought you were like.
You thought I was calling him Greasy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is she calling him Greasy?
Right.
No, their last name is Greaser.
Okay.
I saw the mom and she was outside like sprinkling something on her plants.
Oh.
So I'm like, I stopped the car. Uh-huh. She ran over to the car. Hey, Giselle. I'm like, what are you doing?
Right.
And she said that she heard that Zest soap stops the deer.
Okay.
So she grated it up.
Okay.
And she was sprinkling it like around all of her little shrubberies. And, you know, it was just like sitting on top on the ground.
Right.
I went to CVS so fast and got some zest. And started grating it up. And I put it all around my things.
Okay.
And the deer are gone. I have not seen a deer since.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So what's shady about any of this?
None of this is shady. This is a follow-up.
It's a follow-up to your shady.
It's a solution to the shady deer.
So you didn't want to put weave hair.
No. Like, I didn't want to do the weave hair. I didn't want to pee on it. Didn't they say I was supposed to go and pee?
Did somebody say that? I don't know.
Somebody said put urine around it or something.
Oh, maybe.
I didn't want to do that.
Uh-huh.
The zest was it for me.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, today, it has downpoured torrential.
Yes.
It's a torrential downpour.
Yes.
Right? Before you got here. Do you think when you get home, it's going to be like all sudsy?
I hope so.
That it's going to be suds all around your...
I don't know. I hope so. Okay, let me say this.
I can't imagine that suds are healthy for your...
Oh, for the other plants?
For your plants.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Soapy suds.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know.
Soapy plants.
I don't know. Any...
Okay, so I grated up maybe like four bricks of soap. Not bricks. Bars. Bars of soap. And put all out. The first 3 days... My whole outside smelled wonderful.
Right.
It smelled amazing. So I don't know what's going to happen after the rain. I'll let y'all know.
Okay, yeah. Let me know if you get home and it's just a bunch of soap.
Soap everywhere. But it's like, it's has stayed and I have not seen a deer.
Okay.
And they were living in my house.
Okay.
I've not seen them.
Okay.
Yeah.
But now that it rained, I wonder if you have to do it again.
Right. And I don't mind. Zest is not that expensive. I can get some more bars.
Yeah. It just takes time.
Yeah. It was actually kind of fun. I was like intrigued. Yeah. But anyway, okay, what's your shady moment?
So, as you know, we restocked the website with t-shirts.
Yes. Get your Reasonably Shady merch.
Right. So, you know, I've been doing orders and all of that. So the other day, I was doing like, I don't know, I was doing a bunch of orders. It was like 40 plus orders.
Yes.
At one time.
Yes. Get your merch.
Okay. So I'm doing the orders and I'm going through them and I'm almost done. And I'm like, so I've got, you know, all these packed boxes and packages piling up.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking at the labels and I'm starting to see that I've seen this name before.
Right.
So I looked, I'm like, okay, wait, that's weird. Are they ordering two sweatshirts again? Like, okay, that's cool.
Right.
And then the next one, I'm like, I saw another name that looked familiar. And I'm like, okay, this isn't right. And then I looked at the date on the labels and the date was from like a month prior.
Okay, that's weird.
Right. And I realized at that point I had packed about 40 orders.
Uh-huh.
40 orders that I had already shipped out. I had already packed, already shipped out. So had I not caught that, number one, people would have been receiving
double the order. That's in our inventory. That's eating into our inventory,
yes,
Robin.
That would be a negative.
Yeah.
And then two, the people whose orders I was planning to ship out would have not gotten their orders. And I wouldn't have known it for like weeks until they started emailing us and saying, I ordered 50 days ago and I haven't gotten it. Y'all are scammers. Yes. Y'all are taking our money.
Not scammers.
Right. Whatever. And so, I mean, it was just like so frustrating. And I know you don't really feel my pain.
I know.
I know you don't feel my pain.
I know.
Because you have never packed an order a day in your life.
Not one. Not one.
Not one.
But that's actually Carly's job, right?
No, I mean, kind of. Not really. I take it on. I have all of the stuff here, all the inventory, all the packing supplies.
Right.
I just kind of do
it
myself.
It's just not my department.
It's not your department.
Right.
And that's fine. You know, your department is show up and look pretty.
And I get that done, people. I get it done. I'm going to blame it on Carly, though. This is Carly's fault.
Blame it on Carly?
Yeah, okay. She's not here today. It's her fault.
Yes, but it was like one of those where it's like, you just, when you realize something, you're like, no.
Right. Right. And there was no weed smoking prior to you doing this, right?
No.
This was no edibles.
No, it was nothing.
It was no CBD juice.
No, nothing. I'm gonna blame it on, maybe I was like, I don't know, on my period, which I wasn't. But
but the world knows that's an issue with you.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Did I ever tell you I went to a party recently and the girl that I was sitting next to was like, next to me, was like, Giselle, I got something for you. And I'm like, what? We had all ordered food. It was like maybe 20 people, which I already hate going to dinner with 20 people.
Yes.
And she was like, this is my side hustle. Mind you, I don't know what her main hustle is.
Her regular hustle.
This is a side hustle. The side hustle she pulled, it was like a, it says cannabis on the outside. It's like a little shot. Like a bottle that you would get from like a hotel.
Okay.
And you're supposed to put it in your drink.
Okay.
And then it's supposed to be like a great time.
Okay.
So she gives it, so she like slides it over to me. She's like, this is my side hustle. I said, well, do you want me to pay for this?
Right.
And she was like, she's like, no, this is for you. This is for you. You can have it for free.
Okay.
Do I want this for free? So she said, go ahead, pour it in your drink right now.
Okay.
She was like,
what?
She was actually, it was actually like peer pressure, and I was getting very much like, do it now, do it now. And I was like, no, I'm not doing it.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, I'm going to take it home.
Right.
And do it at my leisure.
Right. In the comfort of your own home.
Yes.
Because you don't know what's about to happen to you.
I was at National Harbor. I was damn sure I'm not going to do it at National Harbor. Okay.
No.
So I'm still terrified. I have not drank this.
Oh, you haven't?
Cannabis juice.
Really?
When did cannabis become a juice?
They put, speaking of, they put cannabis in everything. We received an email to our Reasonably Shady email box.
Okay.
By the way, if anyone wants to send us a message, it's whatsup@reasonblyshady.com.
.com.
We just received this email. So this is so crazy. It's like perfect segue. Okay.
Okay.
And it said, the subject line.
Yeah.
Cannabis infused gumbo.
What? Oh my gosh, I'm intrigued.
With dollar signs. Dollar.
I think I want some.
This is from Ms. Betty's Gumbo.
Okay, and what city and state is she in?
What
did she say?
What zip code? I mean, not what zip code. What area code is 337? We need to look that up.
Well, 337, I mean, you know, people move all over the place.
Right, they could be anywhere. Right, okay.
Okay.
So the message says, are you ready to try the most incredible gumbo ever made?
Yes.
I'm excited to introduce you to my cannabis-infused gumbo.
What?
A unique and delicious recipe that combines the flavors and textures of Cajun cuisine with the benefits of cannabis. I've spent countless hours perfecting my recipe, and I'm proud to say that I've made gumbo great again. Let's collaborate and make some money together. And the Instagram account is at Ms. Betty's Gumbo. That's MsBetties Gumbo. Gumbo.
My mind is blown right now. Like,
right. Right.
I mean, who would even think to put, okay, now mind you, my girlfriend that gave me the cannabis juice, she was like, put it in your drink.
Right.
Like an alcoholic drink. Okay, so that makes sense.
Right.
Right. But this woman decided, she was at home. She's like, I'm going to make up a pot of gumbo and we're going to weed it out.
Right.
What?
I'm very curious to see how that tastes. Very curious.
Okay, order some.
Okay, let me respond. Okay, how are we collaborating? What is the
First of all,
the dollar signs. I mean, this is gonna be big money,
There is $5,000 signs behind. She said cannabis infused gumbo, and there's like $5,000 signs. Hilarious. Well, first we got to taste it. Tell her to send us some samples.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we trust it though? I'm nervous.
That's the thing about this whole cannabis infused anything. Yeah. Can we trust it? Because I've had crazy experiences. Yeah. And like years ago, before everything was regulated, and you can walk into a legal dispensary here in Maryland, where you act like a straight up fool.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like you think about to die and you know what I'm saying?
Like you're having a heart attack.
Yes, you think you have a heart attack, you're speaking in tongues. Like I just, I think I told this story on the podcast. We had to call the ambulance for one of my friends.
Yeah, wait a minute. Some person off the street give you some.
You have no idea.
You have no regulation. No idea. At least the cannabis juice was in a bottle and it said cannabis juice. Is that regulated?
I don't know. I don't know.
Listen.
I don't know.
Okay, well, Betty, is her name Betty?
Yes.
Betty, send us some and then we let you know whether or not we're going to go into business.
Right.
Yeah.
But okay, so speaking of cannabis, so recently we did a live Zoom with our Patreon members.
Yeah, but you were okay.
Yeah, I was okay. Yeah. So, but I was talking. So I took a gummy earlier. It was a low dose, very low dose. But the way I know that I can feel it or it's starting to kick in is like cotton mouth. Like it's so crazy to me that you still get cotton mouth from chewing a gummy.
Middle of the Zoom, Robin's like, I just want y'all to know I ate an edible if I'm talking crazy.
Right. Well, I said, I feel like I'm rambling. But like, I felt like I didn't know what the hell I was like. I don't know. I was just talking and I was like, I don't know what I'm saying. Am I making sense? Am I talking forever? I don't know. But yeah, I just... I was in one of those moods. Like, I'm like, let me just take this. Anyway.
Yeah. But you didn't sound crazy. You sounded normal.
I did.
Or maybe you're always on edibles. Who knows? Who knows?
No, I'm really not.
Anyway.
I can't even imagine if I was. I don't think I would be able to think straight. That's the other thing. Like, when I hear about people say, like, they smoke weed or take, you know, cannabis or whatever to help them focus, I'm like, I guess maybe I'm taking the wrong ones because I feel like I'm like all over the place.
Okay. Anyway. Before we get too far down the rabbit hole of the cannabis, I want to talk about the WNBA. Yeah, WNBA. So they had their draft.
Yep.
And everybody, so Angel Reese is going somewhere.
Yeah.
Is
that her she name? Was number yeah, seven Reese. Pick. Of course.
Which I thought she was going to be higher than that, by the way.
No, I'm not surprised.
Oh, you're not surprised. Okay. No. I was about to call her Caitlyn Jenner. Jesus Christ. Caitlin
Clark.
Clark was number one.
Yes, of course.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
No surprise
She was Prada down to her socks.
She was.
Yes.
She's very cute.
She looks very cute.
Yeah.
I did want to see her hair curled. That's just me. But, you know.
I doubt her hair can hold a curl. Like, when you look at her hair, her hair is just extremely fine and straight. Like, my mom, my mom's hair can't hold a curl.
I wanted her to try and see.
Yeah.
I wanted to see. Anyway, so everybody's in an uproar about how much
she
money.
She could have had a wave, maybe.
Yeah, she could have a little beach wave.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not making any money. So they got drafted to be broke.
Right. Right.
Because the highest paid is $76,000.
So, okay. I actually am not new to,
new.
Of course, the women's basketball and all that. Oh, it's getting so much attention. It's a new thing. No, I'm not new to this.
No, you're not new to this.
So let me give you
a little more you give your expertise.
Right.
The women's championship still had more viewers than the men's.
Right.
No one even knows who won for the men. I don't.
UConn.
Okay. Yes. Well, Robin does. No one knows, and I'm happy about it. But okay, go ahead.
Okay, so so you know who won this year.
Yeah.
Do you know who won, you know who's...
For the women?
Yeah.
No, have no idea who won ever.
Right, exactly, exactly. So this is a new thing.
Yes.
Okay,
and I'm here for it.
Right, and it's a great thing because these women and young ladies have been talented for a very long time.
Absolutely.
So, you know, unfortunately,
I'm going to tell y'all my favorite in a minute, but go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to know. Okay. So, you know, unfortunately, it took a long time for them to get the attention and recognition that they deserve.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and we're going to give that to Caitlin.
Right. So, Caitlin, yes, her as the number one pick in the WNBA draft, her starting salary is $79,000 a year. Okay.
Okay. That is not funny. It's not funny. It's horrible.
Right.
In comparison to the men.
So the men, and this is so crazy. I didn't realize this. So in the NBA, the number one pick, his starting salary, his first year salary is like $12 million a year.
$12 million.
Which is so crazy. Like when I heard that, I thought it was a typo because I'm still thinking. So when Juan was in the league, he was drafted in 2022. I'm living in the past here because I was like, no, that's wrong.
Not 2022.
I'm sorry, 2002.
Yes, I was going to say that was yesterday. Yeah. And Juan is upstairs.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Anyway.
So Juan was drafted in 2002. When Juan was drafted in 2002, the number one pick made $4 million.
Okay. And okay. So in 2024, they make 12 million. The number one pick is making $12 million.
Yes.
A year.
Yes.
And she can't even get $100,000.
Yeah. Yes. So all and Juan was explaining to me, and I was just like, no, there's no way he's making $12 million. And we looked it up, and he's making $12 million. I'm like,
who's that person?
The number one pick from this year is Victor Wembanyama. He is like 7'7".
Yes, I know you're talking about.
Yes, he's really good. But any number one pick would have gotten that, because it's that like that's set in stone. What the rookies make. So Juan was explaining, it's the TV money.
Yes, we understand that. But now they're going to get the TV money.
Exactly. So we have to see what happens moving forward with the WNBA. If they're able to increase
ticket sales,
increase ticket sales, increase viewership, increase ad sales,
all the things,
all of that, it's going to go up. So what Caitlin Clark and the women are who have been in the WNBA are doing pretty much is like what the men in the NBA did years ago, not even just Juan's generation, but like the men that came 20 years before Juan that didn't even make $1 million.
So what are they doing? Are they banding together?
They're establishing
viewership.
Yeah, viewership. They're helping to increase the salaries. Helping to boost.
Caitlin?
They're helping to boost the league in the industry.
Wait a minute. Ice Cube offered her $5 million.
Caitlin is going to make $5 million off of endorsements.
I know, but what about the rest of the league?
I think as a true athlete, a true, you know, basketball player, her dream has always been to play professional basketball.
Okay.
Playing in Ice Cube's 3-on-3 league is not
it's
going to cut it.
But imagine like the halftime, like Ice Cube's like halftime, just like the, what do you call it? The
I don't know,
halftime show, like Snoop's probably coming through. Drake is coming through.
No, that doesn't happen.
We're gonna have a major halftime show. Okay,
that doesn't happen.
The playlist is gonna be bomb.
Have you ever watched Ice Cube's 3-on-3
League? I have
League?
Not.
Okay, yeah. So Ice Cube's 3-on-3 League is for washed up basketball players. Okay,
right. But she's gonna be playing with the men, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. That I would not advise her to do that. Just wouldn't.
She hasn't.
She's going to do, she's going to make a lot of money with endorsements.
Yeah.
And this is not just her, it's the other women as well. She's going to make money with endorsements. Uh-huh. And what people don't really understand with women's basketball, they play in the WNBA league for a short period of time. Like, so it's from like
2 years? Five years?
No. I'm talking about their season is really short.
Oh, okay.
So they play like over the summer, right? So say from like June, I don't know the exact time frame. June to like early September.
I wanted them, did they sign a 1 year deal or three? Or how long is this deal?
I want them to sign 3 years.
I would not sign a 3 year deal. 1 year deal.
You can't do that.
I'm going to tell you why. Because if they get the viewership, then I want to re-up. I want to renegotiate.
Well, right. So that's the part that sucks. They kind of have to wait it out.
Yeah.
So the highest paid player in the WNBA makes like $250,000 a year.
Jesus Christ. I can't.
Something like that.
Just move on.
Yeah.
$250,000 in comparison to $12 million.
Right. Okay. So remember when Brittany Griner was in Russia, you know why she was in Russia.
Because she was getting paid, right?
Because she could make $1 million playing in Russia.
Yeah.
So they play in the WNBA for that short period, and then they go overseas.
I'm mad about it.
I don't think Caitlin Clark will have to go overseas. I think she'll be able to make enough money in endorsements mm-hmm. that she won't have to go overseas. But I think it's going to be a trickle-down effect. So yeah, so Caitlin Clark might be, and the ladies, all the ladies this year and whatever, yeah. they might be pioneers in bringing attention to women's basketball.
Yeah.
But they're really going to get the ball rolling for the women that come after them to make crazy money.
Okay.
And if she's in the league for 10, 15 years, right. she's going to make that money. She's going to make it. It's just, it's a long game.
I didn't like how they did their... step and repeat their red carpet, mm-hmm. like, so for the draft,
mm-hmm.
all the ladies' pictures were not like straight on. They were to the side. What camera was to the side? Why wouldn't you get like a front shot of them?
I didn't notice that.
So they were all kind of like standing kind of strangely because it was a side picture as opposed to a front picture.
But whose picture, like what outlet was that? That was the all WNBA's pictures?
Maybe
on
not.
Their side?
Maybe it was the shade room. I don't know. Anyway, I love the Cardoza girl.
But
that's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know much about her, but she's like, like on the court, she's a beast.
She's a beast. Like, she's just so large.
Yeah.
She's like tall, big, strong. Yeah, she's a beast. It's really hard for people to defend her. Yeah. It'll be interesting, though, to see when they get to when they actually play in the WNBA, how they stack up against the other women who have been there. But
it's going to be something to see.
But yeah, and you know, they're Angel Reese and Cardoso are playing together. They were drafted to the same team.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And but in college, they had some like, you know, they went hard at each other.
Yes.
Yeah. They had beef on the court.
I'm sure that they will put all that beef to the side.
Oh yeah. No. They're fine.
Yeah.
They're fine. But yeah, no, it was, and the ladies looked beautiful.
They did. They really did. It was nice to see them dressed up and hair done, fancy. Yeah. That was nice to see. That's why I wanted them to have a better angle for their picture. And I know I'm nitpicking, but like, don't do them like that.
Yeah. Maybe it was whatever outlet you're looking at. Maybe that's where the outlet was, but maybe the WNBA had better pictures. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I did. Oh, it's back to Caitlin Clark. I read that her team, the Indiana Fever, their games are going to be on TV. All of their games, except for one, will be on TV.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. And that's like, unheard of, really.
Yeah, go Caitlin.
So I think they're just these ladies, and they're still amazing ones left in college.
Yeah,
they are pioneers. Uh-huh. They are the pioneers today. They are like the Michael Jordans of the past, because Michael Jordan didn't make the money that these guys today are making.
Yeah, but he got it back.
But he got it exactly, and he also helped establish, you know, the salaries that these guys are having today. So hopefully that's what's happening here.
Okay, question
for
you.
So you guys got to watch. Everyone that's talking about women's sports and the salaries aren't fair. It's not
gotta
fair.
Watch.
You have to watch.
No, it's true. I'm going
to
watch.
That's the only way they're going to get paid.
Yeah. No, I'm going to watch to make sure they get paid.
Yeah.
Because it's not right.
Right.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, so how many times did you Google what's wrong with my eyes after the eclipse happened? Because the number one Google after the eclipse was, why do my eyes hurt?
No, they weren't.
Yes, it is the number one Google. It was after the eclipse, and everybody put on those stupid glasses that didn't work. Because I promise you, some people got their glasses from 7-Eleven. Right. They didn't get the real kind. Because my kids brought home their glasses. I was like, this is the cheapest shit I ever seen. Yeah, everybody's eyes are effed up.
Okay, so, but they warned you not to look at the freaking eclipse.
I think even with people looking, their eyes were messed up.
Okay, so I was all excited about the eclipse.
Yeah.
I ordered the glasses ahead of time.
I'm going to read this to you. From searches for why do my eyes hurt have soared after the solar eclipse occurred.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Horrible.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Okay. I guess they didn't get the memo about using the glasses.
I promise you most of the people had on glasses.
I bought the glasses. I saw the warning about there were some counterfeit glasses being sold. Right?
Wait a minute. I was actually making this up. There was really counterfeit glasses?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. People profited off of the eclipse. It was just so crazy. Like it's a freaking natural phenomenon. We're profiting off of this. Mm-hmm. So I saw the warning about it. And then I read the information that said, this is how you know whether your glasses are, you know, legit.
Right.
Right. So they said, you know, try them on in your house, look into a light bulb or whatever, you know, a light fixture. Mm-hmm. And if you can't see the light, then it works.
Okay.
Right? Or if it's like very, very faint or whatever. And so I looked through mine, couldn't see anything. It was dark, black as shit. Couldn't see anything. So mine were legit.
Right.
So I went outside with the eclipse, which, by the way, if you weren't in the path of a total eclipse, that shit was a boo-boo, waste of time.
It was a huge boo.
It was like,
it got cloudy.
It looked like it was about to rain.
Yeah.
That was it. But it was still cool to put the glasses on and actually see where the moon was and how it was moving in front of the sun and all of that. But you still. And so I use my glasses. I'm looking at the sun and my eyes actually hurt.
See, I told you. I told
afterward.
You.
Afterward.
Yes. And you don't believe that everybody was Googling?
I can't believe that the people who are Googling, like, where were they just didn't hear all the warnings?
I think that they did, but I think that they, like you, got the real deal glasses and your eyes are still effed up.
Well, they didn't. They hurt temporarily. It was like they were strained, I'll say.
Yeah.
They were strained. And I was like, damn, like, I wonder what my eyes would be like if I didn't even have those glasses.
Right. Well, you know what I did? I sat on my couch the entire time and was continuing to watch whatever show I was watching.
I know.
And I enjoyed myself. And I saw it got cloudy. It got literally 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you still didn't get to see the actual like moon in front of the sun. I was not interested.
Now, the last time we were together, we were at our studio.
Yes.
Right. And, so I posted a little clip from us in that studio.
Right.
And everybody's like, ooh, ooh, y'all are in the studio. Ooh, ooh.
Right.
And then I saw somebody DM me and was like, you have to take down the picture of Pablo Escobar. So I watched the video 14 times and didn't realize that on top of you, like you're sitting down, and on top of you is a picture of Pablo Escobar.
Are you serious?
I promise you. And that's probably why the place smelled like weed.
Are you serious?
Because they're probably hiding Pablo's money in there. Okay, so wait a minute. I'm gonna show it to you right now. Okay.
What?
All right. Okay. I'm showing Robin. Hold on.
What the
So in our big shot, our big shot, there is a picture of, I don't know why we didn't see it while we were filming. I don't know why we didn't take it down, but hilarious.
Honestly, even if I saw it, I wouldn't have realized that this was Pablo Escobar.
Well, we should have taken it down. It should have been like totally white, reasonably shady sign.
Yeah, right. I didn't even see it there. Didn't even see it there. Okay, so that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I thought he was, so when I read the DM, it was like, the studio looks great, minus the picture of Pablo Escobar.
Right.
I thought, no, he said minus Pablo Escobar. I thought he was like calling me Pablo Escobar.
Right.
I'm like,
he was so
me
confused.
And Pablo have nothing in common. Right. So I went and looked at the video. I was like, oh my God, it's Pablo Escobar picture on top of Robert's head.
That is hilarious. Okay. So speaking of the studio, we're back in my house.
Yes, we are.
That was short-lived.
Yes.
Because, you know, and I don't want to like talk bad about anything, but the smoke and the weed smell was just a little too much.
Yeah.
My clothes like reeked of that smell.
Yeah.
That like, well, they haven't been washed yet. They're still in the laundry, but like I can still smell that. If I went and smelled my clothes today, they still smell like that.
Yeah.
And then just a couple other things that, you know, we weren't quite impressed with.
Yeah. But it's okay. Actually, I like Robin's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. And now I can just be back to like wearing sweatpants.
You had on sweatpants in last week, whenever we did that.
But it was like
you looked cute. It was cute sweatpants.
Yeah, it was like a cute
outfit.
Sweatpants outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of cute, did you care about Coachella? Because like Coachella came and left and no one seemed to care.
Isn't Coachella like a multiple weekend?
Yeah. So the
situation?
First weekend has happened. I don't think the second weekend is this coming up, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do know that Will Smith came and he sang like Men in Black. And that was it.
What?
But if Will Smith's coming to sing when Men in Black is
Men
the
in Black?
Men in Black. Well, hey,
who likes that song?
Right. Why wouldn't he sing Summertime?
Right.
I don't know. And it was a whole stage, Men in Black stage.
What?
Didn't make any sense to me. No shade to Will Smith, but he could have stayed in the audience.
I didn't see that at all.
Yeah.
Coachella
came and left and no one cared. They didn't even sell out. They were giving, the tickets were $25.
Really?
Yeah. So if it's not Beyonce, who cares?
True. Right. Not Beyonce. The only thing I saw from Coachella was Jaden Smith faux humping Justin Bieber and Justin Bieber kissing Jaden Smith on the neck.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I saw that came out of Coachella. I did see Oi Bieber performed. Yes,
oh,
I did see that.
Yes.
Bieber performed with Tim's.
Yeah.
I just said that one song.
Yeah.
I love Justin Bieber. Like, I think he's like so cute or whatever.
Yeah, he is cute. Cutie pie.
But yeah, that's only like, dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coachella.
So
we're gonna
need for Coachella to revamp.
Right.
Or do, I don't know, figure it out.
Yeah.
Now, bear with me on this.
Okay.
Right now, it is flooding in Dubai.
Okay. Juan just asked me about this.
Exactly. So when I was reading about, because it has rained more in the past, I think, for 3 or 4 days in Dubai than it ever has, ever in its history.
Okay.
Okay. So imagine, like, the deserts are all, like, the sand is wet. The sand don't even know what to do when it's wet. There's, like, it has rained, like, 5 or 6 inches.
Okay.
So then I was reading the articles about it, and they said that they change the weather. They do something with, it's called cloud seeding or something.
He asked me, like, what is cloud seeding? And I have no idea. What is that?
I think they shoot something into the atmosphere. This is just I'm making this up. They shoot something in the atmosphere.
I thought it meant it was raining because of the cloud seeding. No, yeah.
Right.
Oh, no. Dubai's floods weren't caused by cloud seeding. Okay, these headlines are weird. How UAE creates artificial rain linked to Dubai weather chaos. So they're...
Okay, maybe they're making it rain. So, I don't know. I thought making it rain meant something else. So I want to say, don't play with God. Just leave God alone. Because this... God is mad.
Yeah, right. God is mad because they did something. So this... Another article. What caused the UAE storms and torrential rain? NCM, and I don't know who that is, confirms there was cloud seeding.
Yeah, there's cloud seeding. I don't really know what that means.
So the cloud seeding is...
To make it rain?
I guess so,
they don't want to make it rain?
Dubai grinds to standstill as cloud seeding worsens flooding.
Yeah. It's a mess going on. And apparently, whatever the cloud seeding, I think they have to, it's a gas that they shoot into the sky. Y'all, we're totally making this up. It has messed up, I think, the vegetation or something. We all know Dubai is a man-made country, but a man-made area.
Right.
And it's beautiful.
Right.
But now they're messing it up.
So much rain in such a dry country has led to speculation that it was caused by cloud seeding. The United Arab Emirates regularly sends planes into clouds to scatter tiny particles in the hope that they will draw together moisture and form raindrops. But not this time, said the authorities, and a British scientist says it was a natural weather event turbocharged by climate change.
Yeah, whatever this is... Okay, now saying blame climate change, not climate. All right,
I'm blaming them.
Regardless, like, I want to know what the cause is.
And God is angry. I'm just telling y'all right now, leave God alone. God predicts the weather, not
man.
Not the Dubaians.
Yeah.
Okay, if that's the word.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's a thing. That's now, I do want to bring up Lisa Rinna.
Yeah?
Let me tell y'all something. The past, 72 hours, the Bravo world has been in topsy-turvy.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. We're recording.
Yes. But
a few days after.
Robin Dixon is leaving the Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yes.
Crystal Minkoff. Mm-hmm. Is her last name Minkoff?
Mm-hmm.
Married on Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
She's leaving.
Right. And it sounded like... from the message, sounded like that was a network decision.
Yeah. And what was funny, because her husband tweeted. You see what he
tweeted?
Yes. It was so funny. He said he was going to bring it.
Yes. He's like, oh man, I was going to bring it this season.
And so if you watch Beverly Hills, you see he's totally joking.
Yeah. I was kind of, were you surprised by that? I mean, I'll be honest. I did not watch a single episode of Beverly Hills this year.
I did. I enjoyed it. Yeah. I didn't see the whole thing, but I mean, I saw some episodes. I enjoyed them.
Yeah.
Lisa Rinna, let's just talk about Lisa Rinna because when Lisa Rinna left Beverly Hills, I said publicly, like, I was really sad about it because she would always send us Rinna Beauty.
Right.
Like, she would send
her
us
lip glosses.
Her lip glosses are amazing.
Which I'm wearing.
Right. And lip, the lip liners and all that. So she sent us like an eye palette. She would, quarter, we would get new stuff.
Right.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe she's mad at All Housewives. We're not going to get anything anymore.
Right.
But Lisa Rinna is still hooking us up.
She's still, yes. Lisa Rinna Beauty is still going.
Yes. So thank you, Lisa Rinna.
Yes. We got some new, she had some eye patches.
Yes.
So it's like, I guess she's getting into skincare.
Yeah.
And then some more lip stuff.
And I saw she was doing like a Marc Jacobs campaign.
With her daughter, I think.
Was it Marc Jacobs?
I think
she's
so.
She's been doing a lot. She's in like a new movie. She's,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here for Lisa Rinna.
Yeah. I think she's enjoying her time.
As she should.
Outside of Housewives.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. As she should.
Yeah.
What else happened in the Bravo world?
What was it? Alexia's husband fought for Alexia from Miami. Her husband filed for divorce.
Yes.
And Alexia's shocked. So I'm curious as to what happened. I didn't watch Miami either, so I don't know, but according to people who watch it, they're like not surprised.
Oh, I was so surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. She, you know, Alexia and I did Girls Trip together. She always talked about Todd, and how much she loves Todd. So yeah, I was like totally shocked.
Yeah. Yeah.
I reached out to her.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Did she respond?
She did not.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't expect her to. Yeah. Not, I mean, eventually.
Eventually. Right. Yes. Yeah. 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 And then what else was it? I don't know. I read something that I thought was interesting. Rebecca Minkoff, the fashion designer, is joining the Real Housewives of New York.
Okay.
So
I wonder if she and Jenna are friends, Jenna Lyons.
I would think so. Yeah. Friends, associates, they probably, you know, run in the same circles or know each other. So that, I don't know. I think that's really cool. Like, that people like Jenna Lyons and Rebecca Minkoff are doing the show.
I wonder if they have dirt on each other. They have tea. Well, and then Bette Midler is joining Beverly Hills.
Well, she wants to.
Yeah.
That would be so. That's why.
That'd be so cute.
That's why they got rid of Crystal.
To get Bette Midler.
To make room for Bette Midler.
Yeah, I am here for it.
That
okay.
would be cute. She's probably a little sassy, a little something. She's probably like, mm-mm.
She gonna give Erica Jane a little Rafa Hamantini. Right.
What else was it? It was like something else, too. It was just a lot. It was like boom, boom, boom. It, you know, all at like one time.
It was.
Yeah.
It was a lot going on. But, I mean, listen, the Bravo world with all of the different personalities, there's always something going on.
Yeah, there's always something going on.
Yes.
And of course, we don't like to see bad stuff going on, but, you know, that happens too. But, yeah, like change is good, change is fun, and change happens, and it keeps you guys interested. Yeah. So.
Okay, this is the last thing I want to talk about. So I read that there's going to be a new OnlyFans models that you can clone yourself by using AI and become a virtual girlfriend, right? And make $1 a minute.
What?
Yeah. So I'm just here to tell y'all.
Well,
I'm cloning myself.
Well, thank you for telling me because, you know, I'm like out of a job here, y'all. So
yes.
So maybe I'm going to do that.
Yes. So what? real, like rest in peace to the only model fans that are normal, like the normal ones.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all are gone. Because now you can clone yourself. So you can go on there and do whatever because you're going to blame it on the AI it all.
Okay. So someone can say, I want Robin to be my girlfriend.
Yes.
And
y'all go out on a date.
Y'all, I'm actually really going to do this.
Yes, me too. Robin, you think I'm joking? Me too.
I'm really going to do this.
Because it's not you. It's AI.
So, oh my God, I would be such a good girlfriend because I can talk sports. Like,
I can talk sex, okay? I'll be amazing girlfriend.
I can do
girlfriend.
That too. Oh my, come on, I'll swallow if you want.
Oh my God. Yes. So who's swallowing? The artificial intelligence or you?
Yes.
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 I mean, if it's AI, I would swallow too. Okay. Because it's not really me.
Oh my God.
Yes. This is going to be good stuff.
Oh, that's funny.
So can you do the research and then let me know?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Because
Robin.
I heard like Denise Richards is making a lot of money on OnlyFans.
A ton.
Yes.
Well, I heard Leah McSweeney was making more than she made on Housewives, but Housewives. She was a new housewife, so they're probably paying her
right.
Pennies. So that doesn't say much.
So that barometer is
very low.
Yeah.
But Robin, I think we can make quadrillions.
Oh.
Okay, so you're going to do the research and you're going to let me know.
I am.
Don't try to like be greedy and just like take all the money, okay?
No, I mean, I'm sure there's
take
guys
all the
out,
boyfriends.
No, but there's guys out there that they want multiple girlfriends.
Oh, we could tag team them.
Yes.
We could... My clone and your clone could take them out together. Give me a green-eyed bandit date
sandwich.
What?
A green-eyed bandit sandwich.
Okay, this is going left. We are out of here, guys. Don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both. Bye.
Bye.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.